Wellness Wednesday. Hi there, Nancy here. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Nutrition Tip with Nancy. Today I want to talk to you about the link between mood and food. There is an emerging field of nutritional psychiatry, and it's supported by numerous studies that expand the understanding of the relationship between nutrition and mental health. The knowledge about the connection between what you eat and your mood is stronger than ever. And in this episode, I want to give you some information about a few of the studies. But what is more important is you leave this session with some practical steps that you can take to improve not only your mental health, but your overall health. Because better nutrition helps everyone. So even if you don't seem to be blue, and you don't know someone who is blue, you can still benefit from listening to this session. The mood-food connection is unquestionable, though, and you may be able to share this information with others, but by upgrading your nutritional status, it can actually help you cope with stress, something that we're all dealing with these days. And improving your diet for better mental health offers other positive outcomes, include potential weight loss and improvements in the immune function, blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure, as well as insomnia. So please keep listening as I talk to you about the mood food link. People may be able to ward off depression by ensuring that they're not deficient in key nutrients that are associated with mood. These nutrients include magnesium, folate, zinc, as well as vitamins D, B12, and B6. You know, rather than talk about specific places to get each of these nutrients, let's just talk about foods that include these nutrients. They include the yummy avocado, asparagus, all the leafy greens, sweet potatoes, all the beans and legumes, seeds, nuts, whole grains, and in the fruit category, specifically banana and citrus fruits. Also, you'll be happy to learn a 1/2 ounce dose of dark chocolate provides magnesium as well as mood-enhancing polyphenols. An adequate supply of the sunshine vitamin, vitamin D, also helps ward off depression. Small amounts of vitamin D can be found in salmon, sardines, eggs, and mushrooms that have been exposed to ultraviolet light. However, a supplement is typically required to achieve a healthy blood level of this nutrient, and I've talked about that in previous episodes. Another nutrient that's vital for brain health is vitamin B12, and it's found in animal-based foods and fortified nutritional yeast. So I've covered preventing deficiencies, but what about nutrients for which there are no RDAs? Well, in addition to lower blood markers for inflammation, anti-inflammatory fats are linked to a reduced depression risk. One of the best studies anti-inflammatory fat categories is omega-3 fatty acids. These are best obtained from foods like wild salmon and other fatty fish. However, the plant form found in nuts, seeds, and avocado also provide health benefits. In a study conducted this year, researchers found that women who ate fish twice a week or more had a 25% lower risk of depression compared to those who ate fish less than twice a week. So there's a good reason to replace land animal protein with fish, seafood, and shellfish. Also, monounsaturated fats are anti-inflammatory. Good sources include avocado as well as extra virgin olive oil. there are certain antioxidants, including the flavonoids found in berries, beans, citrus, and apples, that are inversely associated with depressive symptoms. So you can continue to include those in your diet. Everything I have mentioned so far is part of the anti-inflammatory diet. Scientists agree there is a link between inflammatory foods and depression risk. Research has long indicated that a typical inflammatory Western diet, which includes sugary drinks, refined grains, fried food, processed meats, high-fat dairy, and sweets, is associated with an increased risk of depression. So, if you haven't already done so, you should probably begin to reduce the number of servings a week of those ultra-processed foods. So as we finish up this episode, I want to talk about the gut-brain connection. Hippocrates was quoted as saying all disease begins in the gut, and we're also believing that mood and psychiatric disorders also begin in the gut. Combining probiotic-rich foods with sources of prebiotics can actually help ease depressive symptoms. As an example, organic unsweetened yogurt combined with uncooked oats, banana, and nuts or seeds would provide both probiotics, those are helpful live organisms, and prebiotics, food for the gut microbiome. This could provide positive changes to the type and balance of gut microbes, and that has been found to help reduce inflammation, improve immune function, and elevate mood. So what's the healthiest diet pattern for mood? Well, everything that I've mentioned to you today is part of the Mediterranean diet. And people who follow the Mediterranean diet have been found to significantly reduce their risk of depression. This eating pattern is rich in vegetables, fruits, fish, nuts, pulses, and olive oil. And of course, it severely limits ultra-processed foods. In some populations, simply eating more fruits and vegetables has resulted in a dramatic 19 to 23% improvement in mental health. So now you know not only what's good for the brain, but what's good for the body, what's going to help you reduce inflammation overall and perhaps give you that boosting of your mood that you need today. So get started. If you have any questions about nutrition, please feel free to leave me a comment. Anchor has a way to record a voice message, or you can connect with me on my YouTube channel, Nancy Teeter, or if you're on Facebook, you can also find me there as Nancy Teeter, RD. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope I will have you be part of the broadcast next week.